News Radio KMAN, welcome to In Focus here. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass, and in studio with us today, Brady Burton, the Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent. Thank you so much for coming out here braving this weather.
Well, you bet. I'm glad to be here, and looking across the window here at Dave, I feel like we got some lumberjacks in the building here.
Got the buffalo plaid on today.
You do.
I mean, it just seemed like appropriate.
It does. It fits right in. I heard you guys talking about the K-State game last night. We got there and thoroughly enjoyed it. And like you guys, I was very impressed with the students and their impact on the game, and glad they could be there.
Now, you live in Manhattan,
we
don't
do.
You?
Yeah. We do. Mm-hmm. So,
and your wife teaches here.
Yes, she teaches at Anthony Middle School.
Roads this morning on your way in?
Well, I just came from here in Manhattan, but they had done a very nice job of clearing them. So, I mean, they're snow-packed and some places icy, but very maneuverable this morning. So,
you know, Brandon, one of the most, I would think it's probably one of the most difficult decisions a school superintendent has to make is to call school off. Brady, talk a little bit about what that process is like.
Well, I'd be glad to. Brandon and I were talking off air about it a little bit, and Dave, it really is. I mean, I've got pretty gray hair the way it is, but I think it gets additionally more gray in these situations, but what's really hard is a day like yesterday when you come in at 8 o'clock and it's 34 degrees, it's not doing anything, no moisture coming down, nothing, and then you're picking up word that some of the districts around you, more to the west and north, have already shut down, and you're sitting there thinking, And then about 8:45, it started hitting Randolph and Olsburg and things getting slick, and I went out and drove some. I had custodian over at Olsburg call me and was out driving and could tell that things were going downhill very quickly. And we bus about everybody in Blue Valley and either bus or the older kids drive. And so we made a decision to start running buses at 10:30, which means you have to get a hold of all your bus drivers. And at the elementary, we call all the parents and we have a system called School Messenger where we can let the message out to all the phones or everybody in our district that way. And then, of course, you get on, you notify the TV stations, the radio stations, that type of thing. And so in between, you're getting many calls from people wondering if you're going to let out and what's going on and so on. So By state law, we have to be in school 1,116 hours. So I think that plays into it in the back of your mind, too. We've already missed a couple of days previously, and each day you miss, it's that much more time, you know, out of your schedule, and you get to the point where you hit that window of that 1,116 hours, and you have to start either making up days or adding time to your school day, that type of thing, so. Anyway, that plays into it a little bit too, but overall, my philosophy is if I'm going to err, I'm going to err on the side of caution, and my job is to make sure kids are safe, and I was relieved when we got everybody home safely yesterday, although we did have a bus slide off into the ditch going home yesterday morning at a very slow speed. We have a lot of farmers in our area help pull the bus out and continued on their route, and everything was fine.
Yeah, I mean, you can, and it was so easy to slide off. I was having trouble. I had to go cover a meeting yesterday, and I was coming back around 2 o'clock through Manhattan down by Tuttle Creek by the mall, and it was just a standstill. I mean, I couldn't go more than 10 miles per hour in my SUV. And it's just, I can't imagine what it's like driving a bus in this weather.
And really, you know, in our area, and people know that out there listening that live on gravel, but, you know, the gravel is you know, several times worse than the asphalt because that gravel just freezes solid. And it is like an ice rink on gravel, which most of our buses have to go down gravel roads. So anyway, so people need to keep that in mind, too. Sometimes when schools close, like ourselves, Riley County, Rock Creek, that have a lot of rural bus routes, you know, the highways might be fine, but the county roads, the gravel roads are very bad and people just can't get out or we can't get down them.
Now, you guys made the decision to go ahead and call off classes today, which a lot of schools did. I imagine that was a pretty easy decision. All activities canceled here for today then?
They are. Actually, I made a decision about 4 yesterday. You know, I could tell that the temperatures were supposed to be, you know, in the teens last night, that it wasn't going to improve. So we called off school about 4. I went to the K-State game, got home, and watching some of the Topeka TV stations, you know, they were saying over 40 area schools had shut down. So I think everybody's shut down today. And when we shut down, we have a policy that we don't have school activities. So, yes, all activities are off. Being a Wednesday, we really don't have activities on Wednesday evening anyway. It's kind of a day off for everybody. Plus, we're kind of still old school, that it's still kind of a church evening for churches, and that's their activities. So we try very hard not to have anything on Wednesday anyway.
All right. Well, hopefully the weather will improve here, and we won't have any more of these types of events to add on to the school year here for you. Let's shift gears a little bit. I know you came in here with some updates. The bond project is about finished up here, looks like.
Well, we are. I know Manhattan's just starting a huge bond project, and I can't imagine the work going into that after ours was $3.1 million, which for us, a small district, that's a lot of money. And our last bond in Blue Valley was 1998. So 20 years later, we're doing another one. And the biggest part of our bond was our new agriculture education center, which just got completed. We built a new preschool, new press box, bathrooms, concession stands on the football field, remodeled some classrooms, did a lot of maintenance, updating new doors, windows, that kind of thing. What was our current ag facility, which we're out of now because we've moved everything into our new agriculture education center, is currently being remodeled into a school weight room fitness center that will be open also for the community to use. And it should be completed by the end of February, and then we'll be completely done with our bond. We broke ground last May 21st, as soon as school was out last year of 2018. And so AHRS out of Bern has been our contractor. They've done a very good job of keeping things moving. And so we should be completed by the end of February. One thing I wanted to mention along with that, we're going to have a district-wide open house on Sunday, April 28th from 2 to 5 for anybody, but especially our patrons, to come out. And we're going to have all of our facilities open, our elementary in Olsburg, our buildings in Randolph, for everyone to come in, to go through, to see all the work that has been completed after the bond, and have, you know, some for refreshments available. We're going to do a ribbon cutting at 2:15 and then the open house. And then kind of a really neat thing is this is also the 60th anniversary of Blue Valley being a unified district. And so we're going to combine that with that open house of having a 60th anniversary celebration. And our art department's designing T-shirts and logos, and we're hoping to get back. I know there's some people around the area still that were part of that first graduating class. So we're hoping to make it just a real fun afternoon of all our new facilities open, but welcome back all that can be there, graduates from the last 60 years, to make it a real reunion-type celebration that day.
Well, that's awesome. And it's always exciting whenever you have new facilities to show off here. When do you plan to – I know you said it'll be wrapping up construction here in February. Will that facility then open, or will it be next school year?
No, it will. It'll open. Part of the bond was new equipment along with some of our current equipment for that fitness and weight room. So, no, I know the kids are chomping at the bit to get in there and start using it. We'll probably wait a little bit to open it to the community till we get kinks out of the equipment and everything, but the kids will get into it as soon as, you know, it's done. Hopefully here around the 1st of March, they'll get into it. And then sometime, hopefully by end of March, first part of April, we'll open it up for the community.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more. Brady Burton joining us here from Blue Valley Randolph Schools. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is sponsored by ESB Financial, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Resolve to begin 2019 with a fresh start for your financial future. ESB Financial.